Our top story this hour is politics on KSL News Radio. A big test today for Utah Representative Jason Chaffetz. House Republicans vote behind closed doors for the Speaker of the House position, and he wants it.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, today's vote in private comes before the whole House vote on the floor at the end of the month. That's when we should know who wins. Jason Chaffetz did tell KSL this week he knows he's a long shot, but as he told Fox News, he felt he had to run.
They want us to fight. They want us to take that fight to the Senate. They want us to take that fight to the President, and they want us to take that fight to the American people.
Current House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy is considered the front runner, though he is doing some damage control today after what he said about Benghazi. Many representatives are also pushing for Florida's Daniel Webster. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Utah Representative Jason Chaffetz has been doing his part to get the votes, and today is the first test. House Republicans will consider in private who should be the next speaker. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Brian, this is an internal vote. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy is considered the frontrunner, but Jason Chaffetz talked to KSL this week about his own chances.
Why not give it a go? What's the worst thing that happened? The worst thing that happened is I could lose, but the best thing that happened is I might win. So it's a long shot bid, but I'm trying.
Fellow Utah Representative Rob Bishop hasn't said yet, while Chris Stewart and Mia Love say they do support Chaffetz. But Utah Senator Orrin Hatch says Chaffetz may be causing some disruption for work on Capitol Hill by being in this race. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.